So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, deep divers? Thank you very much for joining me for another deep dive musing. That means it's just you, me, and a microphone. And I'm recording live from Oslo, Norway. I'm here for the Oslo Freedom Forum, which is this incredible event where the Human Rights Foundation puts on their biggest event of the year. They invite in speakers, essentially activists from all over the globe, to speak about what's going on this planet. And I have had my mind blown. Every 30 minutes, I'm talking to someone who is just so inspiring and incredible. And we were in a room having dinner, and someone said to us, you know, almost everyone in this room is wanted by their government or wanted dead by their government. And it gave such a new meaning to influencer and thought leader. And I have a lot of thoughts on this subject, but I am actually speaking on stage tomorrow. It's a great honor for me to bring my message and medicine to this event. And so I wanted to save that podcast till after I'd had the opportunity to speak, because I have a lot to say around it. This podcast is actually going to be about the end of The Art of Choosing Love. Yes, feels weird to say. It's a bittersweet thing. But The Art of Choosing Love has been my YouTube show that I have been creating for the last almost year now. And it has come time to put a stop to it. And before I do that, I just wanted to make a mention of something, because I've had some people reach out recently because they found my book. I have a book called Cosmic Philosophy, which is a series of journal entries that I basically downloaded, channeled, and this wild experience in Egypt after getting to meditate in each of the three great pyramids, where I had this full cellular activation and met this mysterious man from Brazil who opens up channels. And then for the next month, I had these journal entries I wrote with my eyes closed, and I turned it into a book. And people don't know about it, so I figured I'd mention it here. It's called Cosmic Philosophy. It's available on Amazon. So if that's something that interests you, check it out. Otherwise, let's speak real briefly about this decision that I made to end The Art of Choosing Love. I titled the last episode, How Long Will You Wait to Be Happy? Because towards the end of season one, you can see me in Bali having a full-blown breakdown. My poem, You Are Who You've Been Looking For, had just gone viral. It did 24 million views in the first 24 hours, and I was receiving countless messages and so much attention. And on top of that, I was trying to make this show, and we had just lost our editor and cameraman, and we didn't have another one back as a backup, and there was just so much going on, and I went into a full-blown breakdown. And that breakdown at that time just kind of carried out and carried on into this heaviness, this kind of depressive state that I've spoken about on this podcast. And I didn't know what to do about it. And I went down to Peru, and my previous episode talking about happiness. But the thing about it was, I'd grown so attached to this show that didn't even really cross my mind to let it go. It was no longer a source of my happiness. It had become a source of my overwhelm. It had become a source of stress. But I was, you know, every once in a while having a thought like, what if I just ended it? But it was not an actual consideration. Why? Why was it not an actual consideration if I did feel so strongly that it was causing stress in my life? The financial commitment was something that I had taken on personally. I was self-financing the entire thing. That was a huge commitment. I was working probably between 60 and 80 hours a week, physically on a computer or reviewing footage or talking to the guys about it. And definitely if you include just thinking about it. How do we tell this episode? I want every episode to be different. What is the story here? What's going on? And to do all of that while simultaneously trying to start a new relationship and to try and do my what it lights me up, like perform and speak around the world, and it was just so much. And I don't want to give away too much of the episode, so some of you may want to pause this and go and check it out. It's called How Long Will You Wait to Be Happy? It's episode 4 of season 2. But if for those of you who, this is a spoiler alert moment, but you can see from episodes 3 and episodes 4 the toll it was taking on my relationship with this woman, Ruby, who I'd started dating 6 months earlier and who I had such love for. And yet the relationship was something that seemed like it could be sacrificed. It could be put on hold. It could be me saying, you know, I'm not going to do this because I have all these other things. But I wasn't actually seeing the option of ending the show. And so this was my personal journey, and here's where it's applicable to you. What in your life is causing you stress? What in your life is something that may have used to be exciting, may have used to be fun, but is no longer that? And why is it something that you feel like you can't let go of? Why is it still a part of your life? For me, in hindsight, as I reviewed why that was the case, I realized that a big reason why I was unwilling or unable to see letting go of it as an option was because I had assigned so much importance to it. After my breakup with Azria, I felt like I was walking away from the most important thing that I'd ever had in my life, the thing that I loved more than anything that I had ever loved in my life. This relationship, this woman who meant so much to me. And the next day in my meditation, I received the message, film everything. And so in many ways, the film everything message became the reason for the breakup. Well, this is the mission that I've been given. This is the thing that I'm doing as a replacement to the thing that I cared most about. So therefore, the thing that I'm doing, this show, this filming process, must be important. It must have some gigantic purpose on this planet because it is the reason I walked away from love. And that's a strong statement. And by the way, it's nuanced. So please don't think that I did truly turn my back on love, but I walked away from something that wasn't bad. There was nothing wrong necessarily with our relationship. There was definitely some things that I've seen in hindsight. However, we were in a place where the vast majority of our relationship was great. And this importance, this decision where it needed to be something that wound up going on to change the world. It needed to be something that went on to become a massive hit. It needed to be the thing that created the online community that saved people's lives. It needed to be that because of the weight, the pressure I had put on it to help me justify the decision to break up. And then at a certain point, it became such a big financial commitment that it was like, well, it needs to become this thing because I've invested so much of my actual money into it. To walk away from it, does that mean I just wasted all of that money? All of that time? And so I realized that I had assigned value. I had assigned certain meanings to the show that were entirely self-assigned. They didn't start out as part of it. I assigned that meaning to it. And the meaning that I assigned to it caused me to refuse or be unable in many ways to see that it had no longer been It was no longer a positive benefit in my life. It was now something that was really, it had become work. And I've spoken about this before, the idea that it doesn't have to be so hard. This life does not have to be the strive and grind life that they talk about so often. We can follow our greatest joy. We can follow our greatest excitement and have that be the thing that motivates us to put in a lot of effort into the things that we love. And that's what this show started as. And the moment that it ended being that, I had the option to walk away. I've always had the option to end it, and yet I couldn't see it. I didn't think that it was an option because of how much I'd assigned to it. And you have the exact same thing in your life. There is nothing in your life that you literally cannot decide to shift. Literally. There are some of you right now who are like, no, that's not true. I have this marriage. I have these kids. I have this thing. And you know there are examples of people in your life who you can point to and say, this person walked away from their marriage. This person walked away from their kids. Now, I'm not telling you to do that. I'm simply saying that the world does not end. You do not implode and cease to exist. It is not the death of you. You do have that option. There are consequences to any action that you take. And obviously, the fact that you have not chosen to walk away from it means that you are fearful of the consequences of the action. You don't desire those consequences. And yet, the moment you can actually say, I am the creator of my reality, I am in charge of what I choose to do here, you can take responsibility for it. You empower yourself to look for new ways to be with the things that you may not necessarily want to do. If you say, this is out of my control, your brain is going to continue to find ways to show you it's out of your control. And if you can take ownership of it, your brain is going to see ways in which you can shift it. And it may not need to be as drastic as walking away from your marriage. It may look like having certain conversations that shift the dynamics, that shift the agreements of what your marriage looks like. I am someone who has surrounded myself with people who are in alternative forms of marriage, polyamory, etc. It may look like a conversation you thought was impossible until you took ownership and said, you know what? This is not my highest excitement anymore. This is not working for me. And I know that it is my choice. And therefore, I have other choices that I can make. And that's what it's looked like for me. That's the journey that I have now taken and chosen with The Art of Choosing Love. Do I know where the show's going to go? No. Do I have any plans of restarting the show? No. My actual highest excitement with Ryan and Matthew is that we want to actually turn our zone of genius, what we've learned over the last year of making this show, of how to create content, how to share authentically and transparently, how to connect and create a community. Our online Facebook group has grown to over 4,000 people. It's so amazing to see people interacting and connecting there. It's free, by the way. So if you are looking for an online community that you want to get involved in, join The Art of Choosing Love on Facebook. And we want to take what we've learned and we want to apply it to other people's stories. We are so excited to work with organizations, brands, individuals who have powerful stories and who may not be telling their stories in the most artistic, impactful way. People who may want to bring more emotion, more impact to their stories, because there are so many incredible human beings on this planet who simply are not great speakers or who simply do not understand how to make it into a 3-minute piece of content that's succinct and powerful. We're excited to step into collaboration with the skills that we've cultivated. And so we're going to point our attention at that. You're going to be able to look back at this podcast as me speaking it into existence. Do I know what it'll look like? No. But I know that it starts by creating the space for it. We have created the space for it by saying we are no longer filling that space with something that was not bringing joy to all of us. And now you get to go out and do the same if you want. You get to create the space for more of what you want to show up by letting go of the things that are no longer bringing you happiness. And it starts by taking real inventory of what sort of meaning, what sort of value, what you have assigned to those things as the weight that you are carrying, the weight that makes you think you can't let it go, the meaning you've assigned to what it means if you do let it go. Figure that out first, so that awareness will give you choice, and then make new choices. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this journey of the art of choosing love. It has been the greatest period of growth that I've ever experienced in my life, outside of potentially my initial spiritual awakening. It has been a pressure cooker of evolution and expansion, and I am so grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you. I want to remind you that always, in all ways, you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.